From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Anti-government protests in Egypt are spreading to public transportation. Bus drivers went on strike today in Cairo and elsewhere, along with other transport workers, as demonstrators continue calling for President Hosni Mubarak's immediate resignation. Yesterday, the White House told Egypt's leaders it expects unrelenting protests until real reforms are implemented. At the State Department, spokesman P.J. Crowley denied that the U.S. is meddling in its criticisms of Egypt's government.
With all due respect to the foreign minister, he should not be amazed, if that's the word that he used, at our call for rescinding the emergency law. We have been calling for that for years, if not decades.
Israel's defense minister was in Washington yesterday to discuss Egypt and other issues with Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The nation's top intelligence officials are meeting on Capitol Hill this morning. That's to deliver their annual assessment of security threats facing the U.S. NPR's Tom Gelton says the assessment generally sets the agenda for security concerns for the rest of the year.
All the national security agencies will be represented at the hearing, including the CIA, the FBI, Homeland Security, the Pentagon, and the Director of National Intelligence. 2 years ago, the intelligence chiefs surprised members of Congress by reporting that the global financial crisis had emerged as the top security threat facing the country, even greater than Al-Qaeda and terrorism. Last year, cyber threats topped the list, and cyber concerns are sure to rank high again this year, along with climate change and energy security. Members of Congress will also be anxious to hear whether the turmoil in the Arab world could be spreading, raising the specter of instability in a volatile region. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
The latest numbers on foreclosure activity in the U.S. from Rick Sharga at RealtyTrack.
Foreclosure activity increased by 1% in January compared to December, but was down 17% from last year. All told, a little over 261,000 U.S. households received a foreclosure notice during the month.
Nevada, Arizona, and California had the highest rates of foreclosure last month. Florida, Illinois, and Colorado were also in the top 10. New York's governor may soon be scheduling a special election after Congressman Christopher Lee announced his immediate resignation. Lee is a two-term Republican who served on the House Ways and Means Committee. Reportedly, the married congressman and father emailed his shirtless photo to a woman that he met on the classified ad section of the website Craigslist. Lee's statement did not confirm details of the Craigslist posting, but the congressman did admit to making profound mistakes. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Allentown, Pennsylvania say two people remain missing after a natural gas explosion leveled two homes and sparked fires. The explosion also forced the evacuation of two city blocks, affecting up to 600 people. The gas explosion happened before 11 o'clock last night. Allentown's fire chief says the fire destroyed an entire row of homes. Snow and ice are hampering crews who are trying to dig through the frozen ground to get at that gas line. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says reserves of corn have hit their lowest level in more than 15 years. As St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports, ethanol is partly to blame, and it could lead to higher food prices this year.
USDA says demand for corn in the ethanol industry is up 50 million bushels after record-high production in December and January. That's left the United States with the lowest surplus of corn since 1996. Scott Gerlt is a crop analyst with the University of Missouri. He says high corn prices could increase the cost on everything from ethanol to food and feed.
The corn market is definitely a changing market. With ethanol policy, we have a lot more demand. And so we are going to have a lot more pressure on prices. And because even though we have a lot of supply, there's just so much demand. A lot of that supply is just getting used up, and we're not left with much at the end of the day.
Corn prices have already doubled in the last 6 months, rising from $3.50 a bushel to more than $7 a bushel. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
It was another day of gains for the Dow Jones Industrials. Wall Street has now recorded 8 straight positive trading sessions for the Dow. It ended the day up nearly 7 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.